It's the New and Making Noise Podcast with Incognito, DJ Mrs., and A+.
New and Making Noise Podcast, I go by the name of Incognito.
And I'm your good sis, DJ Mrs.
If you're just now tuning in to this podcast, you're right on time because we're only a few episodes in.
I was about to say, if you're just tuning in, you're late.
And if you've been riding with us since episode one, or you tapped in on 3 or 7 or something, mm-hmm. and you done dug back and you done made it this far, salute to you.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you.
Yeah, man, this podcasting thing is something new for us. I don't know if y'all really know the background for it, but we're actually on the radio, mm-hmm. Syndicated across the country.
Talk about it.
Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, mm-hmm. Midnight Eastern. And if we're not in your city, we're coming to a city near you.
Period. Real soon. So be on the lookout.
Yeah. And this podcasting is something, you know, is a barrier breaker for us.
Definitely.
It's
something
new
different.
And making noise.
Hello. Yeah. No pun intended.
But what's going on is we got some of your favorite celebs coming through. And this guy right here. How do you describe this
guy? Damn near got a cult following. For real, for real.
He
if
does.
You think about it. So I really think we should talk about artists that got these cult followings behind them.
Okay.
And how, like, watching, like, rappers. I feel like a lot of rappers don't really have cult followings, like the R&B people do.
Right, right.
Like a Beyonce, a Rihanna.
Cult.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nicki Minaj is probably
cult. She has a cult. The Barbs.
Only rapper, for real, that I can really think of that has, like, a cult following.
Yes.
So it's like, this guy, of course, Kevin Gates, if you read the title, he built his organically, though.
Ground.
And he's been in the game for a long time.
It took him a while.
And he has a cult following of all different races.
That's right.
On top of that, too.
That's right.
Men and women
yep.
love this man.
Yes.
But I see why, though. After us really getting to sit down to speak to him, like, I could see why these people follow him, because he's a real person, a real human being.
For sure. You know, I believe in timing is everything. And when it came to Kevin Gates, I've always heard his songs mm-hmm. on the mainstream. And mm-hmm. I even, to be all the way transparent, my first time witnessing Kevin Gates in concert was in Atlanta, maybe 2014.
Mm.
I forget what tour it was. He was at the Masquerade on North Ave. And when he performs, he comes out and it's just him in at this time. Well, he still wears pants low.
Yeah.
But the belt buckle part was down there like at his knees.
Yeah.
He got his butt hanging out, whatever like that. Not judge, I'm just trying to paint the scenery. And when he comes out and he's performing his music, I was like, I ain't feeling this vibe. I'm like, nah, this ain't me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give him a chance and see what was going
what
on.
Was it like?
I actually walked out of the show.
Mm.
But since that time, he still has created some music that I find myself turning on in my spare time
yep.
or vibing out to. I just never initiated myself or got jumped into the cult.
Yeah.
So I'm saying all that to say, after sitting down with him and seeing him do his thing for so long, it still was like inquiring minds want to know. I was like, what is it about Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Sometimes you see him during interviews, he had attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, what you said. Or he'd get up and walk away like he was checking.
Yeah, it's a whole compilation of Kevin Gates walking out of interviews or telling people don't touch him or anything like that. So when we had him, we was on some like, we don't know what this nigga on. We nervous.
I don't know what energy Kevin bringing.
We are nervous. Like, what's the deal? So we like, we not gonna touch this man. We damn near gonna be like, what's up? What's up, big bro? Just come on, have a seat. We gonna get this going. Get your head, get you out.
Yep.
When he came in, the energy was there. Like, mm-hmm. he dapped up and gave me a hug. Yep. And it was just like, the vibes was just there. And he was spitting. You
yep.
know what I'm saying?
His exact words to me when he came through the door, he was like, how you doing, beloved? My name is Kevin. And I'm looking at him like, yeah, don't say.
Right. Like, got your picture on the screen.
Yeah.
With your first name, last name.
We know who you are, Mr. Gates.
Come on now.
But the energy was there. And I said that backstory just to let you know, like, a lot of times it's a cliche saying, don't judge the book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't per se say I was judging the book, but he, like I said, he created some songs that'll be a part of my soundtrack to my life that
I
honestly enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But after meeting him and sitting down and talking to him, and he mm-hmm. educated us on some things and saw his body language, I can say, man, I can see why that cult following is there.
Yeah. 1,000%. And even a time where he talked to us about a serious time in his life where
yes.
he was really going through it mentally and emotionally within himself, and how his fans saved his life.
Yes.
And how much his fans love him. Like, I done been on his Twitter and Instagram looking at his comments and literally seeing people like, bro, like, you really saved my life. Like, yes. And that's to hear that come from a fan and just be like, I can't stop. How can you stop?
Yes.
When you know people are, you got the power and in your music and in your tongue to save people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, music really, it's crazy how music really can control energy.
Yes,
control the vibe.
It's therapeutic.
All the way.
If you're mad, you're sad, you're happy, you want to celebrate.
It's a song for every. It's a song for every occasion. Kevin Gates got a song for every occasion too. Okay, and lately he just recently dropped the new song called "Breakfast."
Yes.
And his wife, I'm not even gonna call her his ex or anything like that. That's that man's wife.
Yes, he is a husband.
That man's wife.
He's a husband.
And Drika, and it was a lot of speculation and everything that was going on while we had did the interview that they weren't together anymore.
Right.
But I feel like he made it very clear in that music video and in our interview that that's his lady.
Straight up.
Point blank period. And she's not going nowhere. That's the mother of his kids. And she done held him down since the struggle. Since before he, she, her, they, before we all knew who Kevin Gates was, she held him down.
For
and
sure.
I feel like that's dope. But as far as like other rappers that have like cult followings, I can't even say like Lil Baby got a cult following for real.
No, Lil Baby has fans, I would say.
I'm just really trying to figure out, like, who got that following to have a cult as a rapper, though. A male rapper at that. Now, I could say Cardi.
Cardi B? Yeah, she has a cult.
Cardi, for sure, has worked her ass off to get her cult following.
You about to make me go through my... Drake got a cult.
Okay. I will say Drake got a cult following.
I'm trying to think
I'm really trying to think. I can't really, like, off the top of the head right now, not even
Future
looking at
my phone. Future has a cult. The Future Hive. We there.
Yeah.
I'm part of
it. I'm not going to lie.
Future has. You got to be a, it's almost like you got to be a group to have that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what's the thing between that cult and that, that fan base?
That solid fan base.
Yep, because the fan base is different.
Because I feel like how you said with Lil Baby, like, he has a fan base, but I feel like, you know, a fan base is more so like, we love your music and all of that, but we're going to be honest if we don't like something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A cult, Beyonce could drop a remix to Humpty Dumpty Fell on the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody would be like, this shit is, oh my God, Beyonce just did it.
Yep.
Beyonce done did it again. Put it on, did it. That's how it gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a fan base is like, all right, don't piss us off.
Yeah, you got one more shot. What is that?
You know what I'm saying? Kind of like when everybody come on, like, oh, we love them so much. We love them. We love them. He don't miss. She don't miss.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everybody have a fumble.
Yep.
One person that never fumbled was Drake.
Believe that.
But he like, it's that following, though. I feel like the following, because everybody wasn't messing with the Honestly Nevermind at first.
Nope, they was not.
People was not fooling with that when
it first dropped.
That's real. But when that cult following
kicked
started
in.
Listening and kicked in and took over Twitter, Instagram, and all that, like, no, y'all gone. Honestly, this is a hit. That's what it was. And I feel like Kevin Gates is like that. Like, he'll disappear for a couple years.
Yep.
He'll disappear for a couple months, maybe 2-3 years, and come back. And it's like a wildfire. And people will be like, well, you going to a Kevin Gates show?
Right.
Boy, that mug sold out. Like,
yeah, it was. So the next day after he left our interview, he went and did an in-store signing. I forget the name of the record store, but it's in Little Five Points in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And he had people lined up outside. I spoke to like the first 10 people in the line, and it was this one couple. They said, we drove from South Carolina 4.5 hours. We left at like 5 this morning just to be here. I think the autograph signing started at 12 or 1.
Mm-hmm.
They said they left at 5 in the morning just to get in there.
Because they knew it was
going to
be crazy like that.
They were early in
the
line.
I know it was people that probably drove 10, 15 hours to come and see that man.
And that's that cult following right there.
Yeah.
This is the closest place you're going to be to me.
Yeah.
We're going to make arrangements to come
to
meet you.
To come and see you. I'm going to make a whole road trip just to come and see you. Probably spend my last to come and see you.
Shorter than a commercial break.
But the thing is, he give the energy, like, he going to make it worth your while.
Yes.
Just for you to walk away and be like, I met him.
Yeah, because that same couple, as they walk away, Gates, love you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it was this guy and his wife. They was too pumped and geeked after they met him.
Mm-hmm.
He signed the CDs, took the pictures, all that. He hugging on his fans. It's that cult. You can see why mm-hmm. it's that cult following. Mm-hmm. But speaking to him as a man, as a father, as a husband, mm-hmm. as a artist, mm-hmm. As a gym rat.
No, for real. Because he did a complete 360 with his health. A complete 360 from when he first came out on to now. He's very open and he talks about his journey and his supplements that he uses to stay up, to stay healthy, to stay focused. And I feel like it's dope, especially when a black man is putting forth taking care of himself. And not just physically, but mentally.
Yes.
And that's a big thing, especially coming from and having a trauma that he has had.
Correct.
And he gets deep into the trauma that he has dealt with over the years of missing the Grammys, of losing friends and family. Like, it's hard.
It is. You would think an artist of his stature and being a rapper in this day and age, all you see is like the flashy lifestyle and the jewels and stuff.
Right.
Kevin even told us he don't like wearing jewelry and explain why when you see him in jewelry, what it's about. For.
Yep. And it's a deeper meaning. It ain't just for the glitz and the glamour.
At all.
And that type of stuff really plays a role. And I feel like the cult following feels that from those people, like a Beyonce or like the Beehive, like the Barbs, like the Navy and like Barty Gang. Like, what did Drake call his cults? Is that kind of weird for a man to name his cult following?
Do they OVOs, the Owls?
That'd be cool. I don't think he call them that, but that's pretty cool. I'm going to call them the Owls. Just with them, like, you feel a connection with these people. Yep. And since they were able to get to a certain level to their reach of people, more people can relate. More people can connect.
Agreed.
Their music speaks to them in a certain way.
Let me ask you a question. Do you desire the fan base or the cult following?
I'm going to have to go. That's kind of hard because it's like I want to go cult following because I feel like if you got the cult following, you got that many people that's no matter what she say, what he say, what they do.
Mm-hmm. You're going to sell forever. Going to be active.
You're going to be active for a long time. Now, I love the fan base, though, because the fan base going to keep it 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, you tripping, you slipping. I'm not buying this. I'm not buying these concert tickets. I'm not coming to this signing because you ain't turned up enough for me
more. That's real, yeah.
And it's just like, damn, I thought y'all love me, though. Like, we love you, but turn up.
Turn up. Yeah, and they put
that
on you.
You know what I'm saying?
They put that on you.
You got to get some type of consistency. And I feel like all of these artists that we named, that's another reason why they got the cult following, because they got a certain type of consistency.
For sure.
So every time Kevin drop, he might wait, but he giving you 25, 30 songs.
A lot of songs,
he
yep.
giving you something to stand on for a long time.
Yep.
Like
freestyles, videos.
Videos, all that. It might be random, pop-up, makes up special. Like all of these artists that have a cult following, and the ones that just have fan base, I'm not saying that they're consistent, but a lot of the artists that got the cult following are cut from a different cloth. They come from a different time of music as well, and they a lot older. They done put in they work. Now I feel like when Lil Baby get in his 30s, almost 40s, like that is gonna be undeniable. Like Jay-Z type.
Yeah.
It's gonna be undeniable.
Yeah, a cult. Yeah. So do you want a cult following or a fan base?
I want the cult.
Give me the cult.
Give me the cult following.
Give me the cult. Just in case things slow up and them creative juices don't go.
Give me the call. I know y'all let me anyway.
Give me
anyway.
The call. Yep, I take that small crowd and we going to turn that baby up.
We going to turn it up. Give me the cult following.
Hey, and we can't have no cult following if you don't continue to comment, like, and subscribe to this new and Making Noise podcast. We got a real deal super general. Mm-hmm. Brad went in the studio tonight. Kevin Gates.
Woo, 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 woo.
Wow. Thank you for having me.
Louisiana is in the building. Congratulations on the album.
Yes, sir.
Kaza is available now on all digital streaming platforms.
Yes, sir.
And I noticed it's been 7 years since you gave us Isla, correct?
Yes, sir, Isla.
Isla, pardon my soul.
It's okay. It's no big deal. I don't judge.
And now we got Kaza.
Yes, sir.
And last time you dropped that one, that was special. Now, commercial-wise, that was like special. This one right here, it's going to do some numbers. How do you feel about it?
I know this is going to sound weird, but I was in New York last night, like at 11:30 p.m., and right before the album was supposed to come out, I went to the streets in New York. New York never quiet like this. Mm. It was just silence. You could feel the energy. Mm. you could just feel it. It was like, you could feel it was spiritual. Mm. It was something different. Uh-huh. Just the energy from it, you could feel it. I mean, if you ain't never felt it, I can't give you this feeling, but you could just feel it.
That the general was there.
Oh, yes, sir, no question. We on location.
Mm. I know that's right. We on location. Yes, so what was your motivation for this album? What kept you going? Because 19 songs, you all the way through, hit after hit.
Life? No, this album got interrupted. Mm. Would you want me to tell the truth,
Tell us the truth,
I about to push my shit out about 2 years ago. I about to kill myself like 2 years ago. Mm. I got a bullet in the top of my head, not from when I was 17. I had tried to take my life. And I had just got to the point where I wasn't happy. Mm. And I was going to punish myself. And the world didn't know because I had deactivated my Instagram. And then the last tweet I think I tweeted was, all my friends and family forgetting on my teachings. I love you all. It's over with. See, I don't do that bluffing. I'm about to kill myself. I don't do that. I'm going to just go somewhere and get it done. Mm-hmm. The gangster way. You know, code of the samurai. But anyway, in the midst of that happening, I got off social. Like, God sent somebody in my life and they had redirected my path. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just through the course of events, it was wild. I spoke about it on a Big Facts interview. Mm-hmm. That was my first time talking about it, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I spoke about it again with me and Mike Rashid, but I never went into depth. And everywhere I go, people walk up to me and tell me, thank you for being so transparent with us about everything. Like this woman I know, she came up to me and had razor blade slits on her wrist. She was like, you kept me here. Like, I wanted to take my own life. Like, a lot of people tell me that, like, thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. Like, you amazing. I love you. Thank you. I'm with you. And the beautiful thing about Kevin Gates is the world got to see me go from being one of the most low vibrational, on drugs, people on earth, watching me come home out of prison fat, aggressive, miserable, watching me just turn my life around, my transformation. It's beautiful. Sometimes when I look at old pictures of myself, I be like, damn, I used to be that person. Mm. So it's beautiful. Without being tested, you can't have a testimony.
Come on.
I ain't trying to be over-talkative, but that's not just when you say what went into this album, the emotional roller coasters of life went into this album. Blood, sweat, and tears. Like, I cried making a few songs on here. Cried during one song that one day. Mm-hmm. Cried during that whole song. Cried during that plug cry. No, Hard to Sleep, I cried doing Hard to Sleep. I cried at the end of Plug Cry. So it's just a very emotional song for me. Then I had some happy times on there too. Mm-hmm. I had some happy times too, but everything, blood, sweat, and tears.
How did you land on the title of this album?
My son's name is Kaza.
Yes, sir.
Isla, my daughter's name is Isla, so that's what made me title the other album, Isla, the first one. And then her younger brother's name is Kaza. And he, like, if you know Isla in Arabic, well, in Spanish, it means island. But in Arabic, or Arabic, if you speak Arabic, it means like to critique, to make better, like an epiphany. And my daughter did all those things for me, like a spiritual awakening. That's what that means. But with my son, Kaza, it means like a treasure, a gift from God, powerful. And he all of them things. He powerful. He a gift from God. He a great treasure to me, you know. Really a great treasure. I love him so much.
That's beautiful. So with everything that's going on in the world and everything around you, how is Kevin Gates protecting his space and peace?
And you got to be more specific in nature when you say everything going on in the world, because some shit I don't give a fuck about.
Nah, well, let's go everything that's going on with you, everything around you.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
I do yoga in the morning.
That's good.
And it make me feel good. Like, I'm in the feeling good now.
Yeah.
Like, I do the things that make me feel good so I can have a great day. Mm. But I prep myself at night to have a great day. Mm. I don't just get up and freestyle.
Right.
Like, at nighttime, I already know what I'm probably going to wear in the morning. Some workout clothes. I'm going to take me a cold shower. I'm going to drink me some hot water, key limes. I'm going to pray, do my stretches. I go to the gym, I do my core, do my cardio, full body, everything. And it just make my day just beautiful. Oh, I take my mushroom pre-workout.
Okay.
I got a pre-workout by Ambrosia. Mm-hmm. You ought to go get it. It's kinetic mushrooms.
That's tight. How'd it make you feel?
Well,
like it's like a right. natural, like get up and go type pre-workout.
It's like Adderall, but relaxed.
Okay.
Like you could go to sleep on it because the mushrooms give you brain focus. They give you energy. They give you strength, endurance, and power. And it comes from the earth. It's natural.
Right.
And there's no sugars, none of that. It's not the hallucinant or the hallucinant or whatever they call it or the psychedelic properties that other mushrooms have.
Mm-hmm.
You got mushrooms like turkey tail. You got mushrooms like cordyceps that give you energy. You got mushrooms like lion's mane that heal your brain.
Mm.
You got all the, you know, reishi that clean your body out, you know, help with immune support. So it's a blend of mushrooms together. And it's beautiful. It got a good taste to it. It make you everything on. Your brain, our bodies are electric.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we put sugar in our body, we put sugar in the gas tank, what happened?
Mm.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So our bodies are electric.
Come on now. Kaza available now on all digital streaming platforms. Happy Father's Day early, Mr. Gates.
Yes.
Man, ain't nobody tell me that today, man. They got
yes.
a lot of
happy early Father's Day.
They got
Day
a lot of people supposed to be telling me happy Father's Day. Y'all know who y'all dad is. No, I'm being facetious.
How do you plan to spend your Father's Day? Have you made those plans yet?
Today, Father's Day?
What, Sunday is?
Sunday? I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know yet. I'm going to treat myself. I'm not going to cheat myself.
Come on
as
now.
As you should.
I'm going to go where I'm celebrated, not where I'm tolerated.
Come on, Mr. Gates.
Hey, ask me anything. I don't care.
For sure. Now, I understand, bro, on your album, you spoke about, you know, you happen to serve prison time.
Yes,
and
sir.
You being able to go to, per se, that hell and back, you came back stronger and you came back wiser.
Yes,
it's a new
this,
Mr. Gates.
Well, this last bid was the best thing that ever happened to me. The last time I was in prison was the best thing that ever happened to me. But the times before that, I thought of better ways to go back to prison, smarter ways to go back to prison. But this time, it was different. I started kind of having accountability for myself. And like I tell anybody, I did 6 months, I was innocent. And then after that, 12:01, I'm supposed to be released. Chicago got a warrant for me. I go there. I mean, what you know about having your heart broke like that? You thinking you about to come home. You got to go do 33 months. Then while you there, they tell your brother, somebody just murdered your brother. They pushed this shit out. Yeah, your brother got smashed. They upside down him. You know what I'm saying? I would have been with him I know in my heart that wouldn't have happened to him if I'd have been here. Because you wouldn't even have been in that predicament. Like, we kept each other focused. That crushed me. Like, what you know about having your heart broke like that? I mean, I could keep going, you know what I'm saying? But I just, you know.
You spoke about having those diamonds to cover up those scars because that pain won't go away.
Yes,
and I appreciate you for being so transparent.
Definitely.
And also leading the way to all the listening ears that, you know, are listening to your words.
Yeah,
what
I just want people to know that, like, man, like, heartbreak is very, very real. And like, if you a man, I'm really mostly speaking of men. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. That is how we heal. That is how we release.
Mm-hmm.
I was in there doing yoga one time, and they got something called a pigeon pose where you open your hip flexor. And I just started crying uncontrollably. I couldn't even help it. The lady came, put her hands on my back. She said, the feelings that you feeling are not your own. This is psychic debris you're having to release right now. We harbor most of our emotions in our hips and in our stomach. And we never was taught as people how to emotionally detox. You know, this is something I just learned. So I do my emotional detoxes in the morning, like with my yoga. That's an emotional detox because this trauma that we go through, that trauma might stay in our bodies. Like, I used to notice I was kind of slumped over with my shoulders. And I learned that there's tension on your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But there's ways to release that tension. You know, it's just our bodies are so intelligent that we harbor trauma and pain and emotion in different places. Anytime we have pain or experience pain in the body, that's just an indication that something isn't in alignment. That's just an energy blockage. So my new thing is asking, what is it? I ask my body, what is it that you're trying to show me? What is it that I need to release? What is it that I need to, you know, release? I release all the things that no longer serve my higher self. and just speaking to your body. People think it's crazy, but I talk to myself in the gym. All geniuses talk to themselves. This is my me time. Mm-hmm. You cannot call me when I'm working out because my phone probably on airplane mode. Mm-hmm. When I go to sleep, my phone's on airplane mode. Why? Because when your phone is transmitting, it disrupts your melatonin cycles, your melatonin patterns. Your body produces melatonin at night. It produces serotonin in the daytime. So you're not getting rest for real. You go to sleep tired and wake up tired. We killing ourselves every day because we don't value ourselves. We don't love ourselves truly. At nighttime, I take hot baths with salt water. You know, I like to put sea salt in my tub, you know. I got a little mixture of stuff I do, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just to treat myself and don't cheat myself.
Yeah.
And that's like, I'm on a journey now of learning to love the stranger that was once myself because everything I did was detrimental to me. So I hated myself. I didn't love myself. Even the people I allow myself to be around. You ever had a conversation with somebody and it just drained all the life out of you?
Yes.
You wasn't protecting your energy. Protecting your energy is not a crime. It's certain people I hug, certain people don't touch me because I can feel the energy. And they can't be mad. They got to respect it.
That's a fact.
Don't care if they get mad.
Yeah. Because
okay. It feel good to tell somebody no.
Yeah, it do. It do. It do.
But for fear of hurting other people's feelings, you know, because sometimes we feel like we only as good as what we could do for somebody. Mm-hmm. I love you, but I can't do it. It ain't that I ain't got it. I just ain't got it to give.
Right. So speaking about self-love and everything like that, what's about actual love? Are you looking for actual love right now?
You want me to be honest?
Yes, please.
When a man meets his mission, mm-hmm. he and his mission become one. And the love that I have for myself and mm-hmm. the love that I have for my creator, can't nobody do nothing right now. But aid and assist me on my journey.
Right.
That's what everybody come into our life for. We get it misconstrued. A person come in your life to aid and assist you along each other's journey. After that, we grow together or we grow apart. It ain't no beef. It ain't no hatred. It ain't no nothing. I love you, but I love me more. I'm on my mission. I know my mission now. And I fell in love with that mission. I see what my mission is. I'm doing it right now. I ain't want to come do this shit. But it's the things that you don't want to do that be the best things for you. The days I don't want to go to the gym, that's the days I have my best workout. And I tell myself, hey, bitch, dig.
Flat out.
It's the days that, and I train myself to be like that now because we are creatures of habit. I'm tired. I'm going to lay down. No, you're not tired. Do something to give yourself energy because it's the food that we eat that make us tired. Like today, I shitted like 2-3 times today. I was late for the first interview because all I drunk was grape juice. I don't eat when I'm on an airplane because once you go in the air, your digestive system stop. So I don't even eat. That shit dehydrates you. You know what I'm saying? So then if I eat right now, it's going to make me sluggish because most of what we eat be byproducts and shit. Our body got to go to sleep to break that shit down. So I only eat one meal a day anyway. You know,
yeah.
I took me a couple of spoons of sea moss and, hey, let's go. Took me some mushrooms. Hey, let's go.
Yeah,
I need me a Kevin Gates self-help book.
Nah, for real.
For sure.
I'm saying? Like, people be talking about self-love, like, go and get your feet done and shit. That's just part of it. That ain't.
Right. Yeah.
Go and get a massage. That's just part of it.
It's about what's inside.
But do you love yourself enough to say, I'm not about to put that in my temple?
Right. Yeah.
Do you look at your body like your temple?
Yeah.
Right.
And like I say, it ain't nothing against surgery because I know a lot of people got surgery. They look good as fuck.
Yeah.
But me, I know me, I overindulge. And I know that if I didn't discipline my eating habits, you know, when you look at my stomach, it's beautiful now. Because I just could feel if I'm full or not.
Yeah.
I know if I ain't hydrated, I ain't going to have that V. If I want that V to pop out, I got to drink me a gallon.
Man, you dropped a lot of weight.
I got to be flushed all the way out.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. It's been a journey.
Yeah.
It's been a journey, but I can show you my discipline through my actions.
That's right. Yeah.
What I utter with my mouth, my actions must prove. I'm not perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to say stuff that's offensive. Don't care.
Yeah.
Forgive me. So not sorry.
Yeah.
You want smoke, just keep it between me and you. It'll get there pronto.
Hey, that's what he said. Okay. That's what he said.
It'll get there.
Okay.
Kaza's father, Kevin Gates, is here in the studio with us tonight.
Yes.
I know you're from Louisiana, and I know you don't like talk about stepping at all. But being from Louisiana, I got to ask you, what's the last time you bought you some Gangsta Rees?
That ain't what that's for.
Oh, for sure. I know that Louisiana, though, you know you guys was big on the Gangsta Rees.
Oh, the Reeboks?
Yeah, the Reeboks, man.
I used to wear them in high school.
Yeah. Mm.
The Soldier Rees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to wear them like in high school, middle school, really, when Cash Money was out.
Yeah.
But Soldier Slim, really the one who got them, like, you know, salute him. Soldier Slim, the one who really got Soldier Reebok Tennis, like the Reebok Classics, like the truth. And then after that, it was Air Force One, but we call them G-Nikes or G-The Weedies. You know, one thing about Louisiana, we got our own little lingo, so we gonna always put that flavor. Like I told Greg Street earlier today when we was talking, when he say, man, you notice, I noticed like Jacksonville, Florida, like Duval County, like Memphis and Baton Rouge, Louisiana and New Orleans, all the places down south, like they coming with all this pressure, all this music. I say, because if you look down south, this is just down south. If you take a glass of fruit juice and set it in, let it sit, all the flavor gonna fall to the bottom. You got to come on that bottom and get that flavor. You got to stir
like
that bowl up.
Too cold.
You got to stir that bowl up. And yeah. Then a lot of, like, one thing I love about Kevin Gates, because I'm a big fan of him, I love the way that bitch talk. That bitch talk reckless.
I know, that's right.
He say what he want to say. The bitch talk reckless, but he intelligent.
Yeah.
And he got that literature with it. He got that lingo, because a lot of stuff he just said, I be hearing the industry say. Because that's like stepping. I be hearing some people that like say stepping, like they be saying they big steppers and things of that nature. No disrespect, with all due respect, you know, that started in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
That word stepping.
Mm-hmm.
To be a stepper, they ain't even mean stepping on nobody.
Oh.
That started in jail.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like I say, people take it and make it what they want to. Right. Make it. You know what I'm saying? If you really a stepper, you know what a stepper is. But that's not, you know, I've been hearing that term used loosely.
Yeah.
That's even like the word twerking.
Yeah.
You know, that started in Louisiana, but people use it, you know, different.
Yeah.
You know, so it's no disrespect or nothing, but I just be like, wow, like, why don't nobody never salute?
Where it right. come from? That's real.
Because the flavor on the bottom.
Y'all shake like the boot, too, now. Y'all
yeah, like the flavor on the bottom, though. You got to go on the bottom and get that flavor or stir that bowl up for it to come back to the top.
Come on now. Yeah. For sure. So if you could change one thing about this industry, if you had the power to do so, what would you change?
Nothing.
Like, just how it is?
No, many plan.
Yeah.
But a lot's the best of planners.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get counted out so much, but I always win.
On top,
by the
always.
Grace of God and God alone.
For sure.
Like, they was doing my thing, talking about, man, you been 12-time gold, 17-time platinum, something. I say, that's not me doing it. That's God. Because at one time, the radio wasn't playing my music.
Mm-hmm.
Everything still going platinum.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nobody checking for no Kevin Gates. When Big Gangsta dropped, they was like, nah, that song ain't going. Look what it did. Out of here. Mm-hmm. It was ahead of its time.
Yep.
Thinking when my dick came out about
2013.
8-9 years ago. So that's for any artist that's watching right now. Stay your course and stay true to you. It been 17 years. I still ain't where I want to be.
Mm.
But I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I still ain't where I want to be after 17 years.
Mm.
I was nominated for the Grammys and had to go back to jail. What you know about having your heart broke like that?
Oh,
what you know about having your heart broke like that? I'm talking about when everybody in the media say you low down, you rotten, they say the most horrible things about you. But you still, you still standing on all 10.
Mm.
I ain't bending, I ain't breaking, I ain't folding. We do not surrender. We do not retreat. We live by this. We die by this. Every man must search his own soul. Because I ain't never come in the game being politically correct. These dudes kiss ass. I ain't no yes ma'am ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I never have been one. You know, you say you're going to keep me. Hey, just get me over with quick. Fuck it. Let's go. I ain't trying to go run, kiss my children, none of that. Hey, just push my shit out. I fear nothing but the creator. I fear nothing but God. That been my only weapon. It's God walking by faith. Came here. How did I come here? Solo.
By yourself. No security. You've been that way.
But I could tell you I don't have no security. And you, man, that's stupid. No, I pray. No weapon formed shall prosper. But they never said the weapons wouldn't be formed.
Come on.
And then if you fit, and we could do whatever you want to do behind it, because God don't want nobody. His soldiers ain't pussy.
Hmm.
God's soldiers ain't pussy.
That's a fact.
That's he wants you to be bold as a lion. You know, the wicked, they flee when no one pursue, but the righteous bold as a lion. You know, he don't want soldiers that's pussy. I'm out here every day. It's a blessing. Like, you are only a victim of the energy that you project. You know, when I move with love. I'm peaceful and humble at all costs. But no surrender, no retreat. We war with those who war with us.
Yes.
That's it. I'm Muslim. That's it. We had a beautiful demonstration of that. We had Rallo, but the world didn't appreciate his presence. Mm. Beautiful brother. You know, we get into it, we have an argument, me and him, we argue like two sisters over the phone.
No.
We argue like two sisters. Cause I had one time I say, hey bro, I ain't about to be sending you no letters or hollering at your people. You out here trying to treat me like a stepchild, man. What's that? You got your little puss ass letter. You done forgot about me, huh? He say, man, hold on. I thought you was taking a break from the world. Why you worry about my little puss ass? we be arguing like sisters.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's my brother. I love him. But you know, if it's something that I'm against our code of conduct, he gonna advise me privately. Mm-hmm. If it's something that he do, I'm gonna advise him privately. You know, we hide the flaws of our brothers. That's how they go. No, that's how they go.
Kaza is out now on all digital streaming platforms. I want to talk first things first with you. You know,
ask me anything. I don't care.
What was your first tattoo?
Oh God, a homemade tattoo. I had got my big sister Zanola name tattooed on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What was your first rap?
My first rap?
Yeah.
I don't remember my first rap, but I wrote it in middle school.
For sure.
Yeah.
You remember it being, it was there. It was, yeah.
You was proud of it.
I was. I was proud of it.
That's good.
But I can say as a kid, I looked up to Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. I got pictures of me throwing up the little West Side sign like Tupac.
I still do it. Just all happy.
Yeah, I used to be doing the little West Side like Tupac and all that.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to do all that.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Gates, what was the first album you ever purchased?
That I can remember purchasing?
Right, right.
Because I used to steal all my mom and auntie albums. Come you know, on. They had, you know, I'm a... First album I ever purchased. I want to say that Juelz Santana Come Home With Me.
Mm.
I want to say that.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah, listening to gangster music.
Yeah. Yeah. See a townie like it.
That's the first album that I ever purchased with my own money.
Mm. For sure.
Because I always love lyricism. That's like why I'm such a Biggie Smalls fanatic.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'm a Biggie Smalls fanatic. Because he take you there.
Yeah.
And that boy Saigon, mm-hmm. the old Saigon, when he was the yard father.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
Big on lyrics. My last question would be, do you remember what you did with your first big rap check?
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Everything I ever made out of music went straight to Dreek.
Come on. Mm.
Like, because I knew. It went, I ain't going to say it went straight to her, but like, I don't go inside no banks or nothing. You know, he'll... And that's how I was in the streets anyway.
Yeah.
When I got it, I put me something together. I'm about to go make something happen. Don't let it go over your head. But anyway.
Yeah.
But I was just saying that I went there because I was still in and out of jail. I was in and out of jail like my children whole life. I was in and out of jail. I missed my daughter taking her first steps. It's unfortunate, you know, but it's certain things that I miss because I always looked at myself as the lamb, as the sacrificial lamb. Mm. But this last bid, it allowed me to realize that when you suffer, the people that love you, they suffer with you. My children suffer. So I always move like that. If I'm with whoever my woman is at the time, you know what I'm saying? I trust my best friend. You my everything. You get everything. She, you know, you gonna manage. A woman gonna manage better than a man if she financially literate. Because a woman ain't gonna operate out of ego as much. She gonna operate out of practicality as far as managing, turning the house into a home, making it a nest. Far as me as a man, you know, my ego getting away sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I make it right back. That's the mentality.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, when you really getting it out the mud. So I had to always realize what made me really start saving money was when Polk and them took me to Florida Everybody balled out and I ain't had no money. They did that in front of me. So I started stacking and it's called delayed gratification. Mm. I ain't about to go blow this out right now. If I can't buy it 10 times, I don't want it.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I don't care what homie doing right now. I get that when it's my turn. It just ain't my turn to be where he at. Because mm-hmm. I want to do it and still be able to live like ain't nothing wrong.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not in competition. I'm cool where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I look at shit and I'll be like, that be a fly. I'm striving for that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm striving for that. I'm going to get there. Ooh, I'm going to get there. That excite me when I see something.
I had it.
Yeah, when I see a nigga flexing hard, that excite me. You know what I'm saying? Then I look back and I be like, these are all spoils of war. I know that nigga nah.
Yeah. That's what's up. So your fan base loves you. So They do. Your fan base loves you. I know they ready for this a tour. It's a tour on the way.
Big life. You know when I really saw the real love? Mm-hmm. After I had dropped Super General, they was like, I don't know what you going through, but I ain't never heard you vent like this before.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, Kevin, man, we here, whatever. I'm like, man, I'm straight. This just therapeutic for me. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm Gucci. Yeah. You know, they was like, no, but I guess with the song and how everything was going in the media, you know, the media painted a narrative. They really picked on me.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Yeah.
The media had picked on me. They painted a narrative. So I said, okay, you want to paint a narrative? Don't make me come out there. Here I come.
Okay.
Then I dropped the Super General. Here it goes. So this way, you never know why a person be doing or be exhibiting the behavior they be exhibiting.
Yeah.
But I take the blame. I ain't tripping. Y'all want to say I'm a bad guy? Cool.
Huh.
Cool. Your bitch like it.
So before we wrap up, I have to ask all the artists. I have to ask all the artists when they come through because I love hearing y'all answers. If you could go back in time and talk to young Kevin Gates, what advice would you give him?
Say, little nigga. Rumble, young man, rumble.
Okay.
Stay on the path. You're not doing nothing wrong. Keep following your heart. Keep being a lover. Keep turning your pain into passion because the people that see you turn your pain into passion, it helped show them how to translate their pain into passion.
Yep.
Keep going. Ain't nobody showing nobody how to deal with pain, overcome addiction, all that. I done did all that shit. I used to be on drugs.
Yeah.
I used to tell the truth, but I used to really talk reckless. I still talk reckless. I ain't gonna lie. I talk the trash talk, but
it's not on you, it's in you.
Yeah, it ain't on me, it's in me. But yeah, though, but I was on drugs. Like, y'all got to watch me turn my life around. Y'all got to watch me break down, crumble. Y'all got to watch me do all that.
And we thank you for that, for letting us be a part of that.
Y'all got to watch me be transparent. Who else done did this? What nigga gonna drop they nuts like this?
Mm.
Not one. You know why? Because they care about public opinion.
Yeah.
I'd rather be hated for who I am than love for who I'm not. Because I came here by myself. And, you know, I agree with me. Mm. I love me.
Okay. Mm.
Kaza is available now on all digital streaming platforms. Before the pandemic started, I had a conversation with Moneybagg Yo, and he spoke about his mentors. I said, who are two people in the industry that you look up to and you have a great relationship with? He said, Yo Gotti and Kevin Gates.
That's my brother.
That's exactly what he said.
That's my brother. That's my brother. I swear to God, like, that's my brother. Like, it's like the way me and Miser was, he kind of took that place. He kind of filled that void for me at that time, but in a different way. And that's my brother. Like, he really kind of filled that void for me. So, like, when I just sit back and watch from this, I'd be like, because I never wore jewelry. I don't like to wear jewelry. You can't really, if I get into it with a nigga and I fight with this shit coming off.
Yeah.
This shit going to break anyway. You going to break all this shit anyway. Fuck, you better try to break this shit, because I am. So, anyway, I don't care about this shit, this material shit. But I used to love to see Miser. He always wore nothing but jewelry. So I was cool. I used to wear a G-Shock watch. I used to like, though, just watch him shine. Like, this is the way how we used to be together. We'll jump out of the car, that bitch would just be glistening. You can't see it when it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see how I look. But my brother looked just like me, and I see him doing it. I'm like, yeah, that's raw.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's raw. Stand up in they chest, bitch.
Yeah.
Head to him. Yeah, you know, that's how I be.
Yeah.
So it kind of like he had filled that void because he in the jewelry like that. Uh-huh. And Miser just into that shit. Miser just, he know every watch, everything. Yeah, that's that other motherfucker. Man, fuck it. No, you don't want that one. That's the one you, he like, look, brother, promise me this. Man, go get them 50 pointers.
Huh.
So I just do this for my ass. I wear jewelry for my ass. Anybody that know me know I do not like jewelry. But I do it for my brother as honor because he love it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to die for all of this shit I got on. My grandmama gave me this chain. My grandmama gave me this chain.
That's right.
On a Friday. Cousin's father is here. Free Corey Miller. Free BG. And then closing, I know on the album you said we thank God for Rod Wave. I'm going to give you a quick little story that you didn't ask me to tell you, but I got a quick little story. I was speaking with Trouble, and Trouble was the one who put me on Rod Wave. And when you said, thank God for Rod Wave, it made me think about Trouble.
I know Trouble.
And I heard this record you guys did together called Pick a Side.
That's my brother.
Long Live Trouble, a good dude.
That's my brother, man. That's really my brother. Like, he supported me. Mm. He used to always, like, when the media be beating me, he might fuck them niggas.
Yeah.
You know, we met at the old Hot Beats. When it was on side of the gas station.
Station right now, yes, sir.
Yeah, we met at the old Hot Beats. The first day we met him, Walker gave me a hug. He had just came home. I had just came home. And we've been jammed ever since. We always kept in touch. Yep. Good dude. But Rod Wave, I say I thank God for him because I was at a point where I just was helping so many people and it just like I wasn't getting nothing in return. I do a song with an artist when it's my turn to get my song back. Nigga don't even, you heard me? Yeah. Nigga don't even holler back. You know, story of my life, you know. So anyway, long story short, when me and Rod Wave, I pull up to the studio. I've been on him, though, since he had that Heart for Sale. Yeah. That's my favorite song. So I pull up at the studio. I grab him. I say, man, don't judge, bro, but I just left the gym. I'm about to go get me a cheeseburger. Anybody know me know I love cheeseburgers. I swear to all, I don't know what they put in them, but I love cheeseburgers. So I went and got me a cheeseburger after that. We go back to the studio. I say thank God for him because he made me want to make music again. Because I had, man, after getting kicked in your head so many times, it make you just like, man, fuck it.
Yeah.
But he made me want to make music again. I was like, I'm thanking God for Rod Wave. And he saluted me at one time, you know, so that's why I just like, he ain't had to salute me the way he did.
Yeah.
That's like Kodak Black. He saluted me publicly. That's why anywhere he at, I'm going to roll a red carpet out for him if I'm on location or if I can make something happen. You know, I got wingspan a little bit. Yeah. Don't let that go over your head.
The big stepper, big speaker, Kevin Gates, Cousin's father.
Hey, hold on, look at this. With all due respect, no disrespect when I say this. I believe in affirmations. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big stepper.
Okay.
I will big step, but I'm not a big stepper. I'm a great father.
Yeah.
True.
I don't want that affirmation attached to me. I don't want that stigmatism.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big stepper.
Gotcha.
Nah, a general take pride in charity and the aid and assistance of others, so he's front line with all of his soldiers.
Yeah.
I will always remain a general. I will always remain that. Only the generals gonna understand if you leading and governing with power, class, and authority, then you a general of your household. That's what that is. But I don't wanna be a big stepper. I'm not that. I'm a great father.
Great
I'm a
father
great
in
man.
The building.
I'm a great man. I'm not no big stepper. I don't want that affirmation
because
I'm just big on the things I speak now. They come true.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So even when I'm speaking on intro, it's always from a standpoint of reflectiveness. This is how I was like. I'm being reflective. I was like this because of this. These are the things that molded me because they got new listeners that don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to go back and retell the same story again. Everybody like, ooh,
come on.
That boy back in his bag.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I done got back in my bag. I've been staying, folks. And if your bitch get in my presence, she get a good aroma. Yeah.
The Big Life Tour is coming to a city near you. Congratulations on the project, Cousin.
Yes.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming through, uplifting us, dropping some jewelry on
Thank
us.
You for having yes.
We appreciate you, Mr.
And
Gates. You
Father's
welcome anytime.
Day.
Thank you so much. Nah, for real. Like, it feel good to be celebrated.
Yes.
Because it used to be when I get in the interview, they had all these trick questions for me, and I had to... Yeah, come on. So I just want to thank y'all.
Now here we celebrate the artists for sure.
Thank you so much, and thank you. The energy is just amazing.
It's the new and making noise podcast. Follow, like, and stream it wherever you get your podcasts, or on UrbanOnePodcast.com.